All right, welcome to the Big Guns Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay, welcoming you back to another season of great fantasy football. And we are 8 days away from the start of the NFL season, week number one, Bills at Rams. Oh boy. And I'll tell you, fantasy owners have waited a long time this offseason. Bills fans have waited a long time this offseason, and everybody else in the National Football League has as well, players, fans. We just want to get it started. We know for a fact that the Buffalo Bills are going to be good this season. Now, do I think they're going to get the Lombardi Trophy? Do I think that Josh Allen's going to be the MVP? Do I think there's going to be a ticker tape parade in Buffalo? Maybe. Let's pump the brakes a little bit, Buffalo Bills fans. Let's get some games underneath our belt. We don't have a walk in the park. It's going to be a little bit of a struggle out of the gate. Bills find out that Tre'Davious White starts on the PUP list, which means he's out for the first four games of the season. And believe me when I tell you, in that game, Sean McVay has circled that side of the field. Kyra Elam and Christian Benford, they got their work cut out for them. Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, they're going to have to spend some time working with those rookies, covering that side of the field, advantage Rams. Now, let's not take anything away from Josh Allen. He is going to be all over the field. Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, who exploded in the Kansas City game, are going to be active. Dawson Knox, going to be active. Three running backs on this team look really good and hopefully get that run game going. And defensively, we're hoping the Buffalo Bills defense can blitz enough to make Matthew Stafford and that elbow tendonitis force some quick passes and possibly get sacked or intercepted. If I had to predict this game, because Trey White's not in the game, advantage Rams. Bills are on the road. It's a primetime game. I know, Bills fans, you don't want to hear that. So look away. Close your ears. But it's going to be a hell of a game nonetheless. So if we look at other games as we go on through week number one, Eagles at the Lions. It's a big game. You know, you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, you look at Jalen Hurts getting a major acquisition with A.J. Brown. And, you know, Jalen Hurts was kind of on the bubble, kind of in the Eagles system. Now they're looking up. They're saying, look, we got you this receiver. We got Devontae Smith. We got Dallas Goedert. Miles Sanders is healthy. Life is good. They go in to Detroit to face the Lions. And a lot of excitement coming out of Lions camp. Obviously, HBO's Hard Knocks special, getting an inside look, kind of a pullback the curtain look with Jared Goff, Dan Campbell, DeAndre Swift, and company. Lions look like they could do some damage this year. And the only people that can beat the Lions is basically the Lions. Dan Campbell's the people's coach. He's going to be biting off some kneecaps. Who wins this game? You know, again, I think this is going to be a close game. Jalen Hurts, I think, is going to have to be involved. He's going to have to pass the ball well. He's going to have to run in some high-pressure situations. A.J. Brown, is he going to play a big part in this offense? Oh, you betcha. I think that this team is very balanced. I think the running game is suspect for the Eagles. Miles Sanders, Kenneth Gainwell, and I think Jalen Hurts is going to have to do some running. And I think the Lions are going to have to be in the more pass defense system against them and really have Jalen Hurts do what he can to get the ball down the field through the air, because I think the Lions and Aiden Hutchinson, the young rookie, stymie the run. DeAndre Swift looks really good this season. I think that this team has got some really good looks. I think Jared Goff looks comfortable. He looks humble. I think that there's more on this game than you think. If I had to guess, I say the Lions win this game. I think they win the home game, and I think they take down the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, there it is. I said it. Dan Campbell, 1-0. Let's go. 49ers at the Bears. Trey Lance versus Mr. Fields. Listen, I'm not happy about the Bears offense in general. David Montgomery, Darnell Mooney, Justin Fields. It just doesn't feel right to me. The 49ers, they're pumped up. They've got two ample quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo signing a restructured deal for 1 year. There's more behind the scenes on that than they're leading on. They don't believe enough in Trey Lance to just give him the keys to the car. Jimmy Garoppolo is a backup plan. Jimmy Garoppolo is there because when things go sideways, middle of the season, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to come into this game. The Bears are going to have a hard time stopping this team if Trey Lance is on. You know, we hear a lot about Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel and Elijah Mitchell and this defense. I think the 49ers defense gets at Justin Fields and forces him into some tough situations. And, you know, we hear a lot about what this team can do. Still the Bears. I think the 49ers come into this game, and I think they win if Trey Lance plays a good game. Doesn't have to go crazy. Doesn't have to run every play. Doesn't have to pass 100 times. I think it's a balanced attack, but I think the defense reigns supreme in this game. I think the 49ers will get at Justin Fields and force him to do bad things. So we'll see. I give it the 49ers. Steelers at the Bengals. This is a great game. Division matchup. No more Big Ben Roethlisberger. He's retired. Joe Burrow. Still on the mend. Should be ready for week number one, they hope. They were in the big show. They fell short. Mitchy Biscuits. Kenny Pickett. Who's it going to be down the stretch? Now, I think Mitchy Biscuits starts off this season as the number one. Kenny Pickett takes over the reins and doesn't let go. Najee Harris nursing a Liz Frank injury. So the suspect running game, because they're going to rely on him heavily. And the Bengals are going to have to come up with a way to stop them. Do I think the passing game is going to be super awesome? No. You look at Deontay Johnson as now becomes a big guy. Chase Claypool, big guy, because Juju Schuster went to Kansas City. And, you know, this team is going to have to find creative ways to get the ball up and down the field. So I think it's going to be a total team effort. The Pat Freiermuths of the world are going to have to be involved. And this defense is going to have to get to Joey B. Okay, TJ Watt, hungry to get after Joey B. T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, Hayden Hurst. Remember that name, Hayden Hurst. I think he's going to play a big portion in the Bengals this year. That's why I drafted him. But really looking at this team and Joe Mixon, I think Joe Mixon's hungry and he's going to eat too, catching and running the ball. If that offensive line can keep pressure off of Joey B, the Bengals are going to get after it and get after it quickly. I think it comes down to if Joe Burrow plays, who's going to be the better quarterback? And to me, the answer is simple. It's going to be Joe Burrow. I think that they have a healthier running back. They have a more explosive passing game. And I think their defense will get to Mitchy Biscuits or Kenny Pickett, whoever. And Mike Tomlin will go into the jungle and lose. I say advantage Bengals. Patriots at the Dolphins. Man, this is a big game. There's a lot of storylines here. Mac Jones, Mr. Mac and Cheese. Hearing a lot about him struggling. Hearing a lot about the fact that he is having problems with the offense. Why would that be? Could it be because Matty Patricia is running that offense? Defensive-minded Matty Patricia? Yeah. Bill Belichick hopefully has to put on a clean rip sweatshirt for this game because the Dolphins hype is real. Is it Tua time? Is it time for Tua time? Because everybody you talk to says Tyreek Hill and Tua are going to be the greatest combination since sliced bread. Peanut butter and jelly. It's going to happen. Problem is, Tua Tagovailoa has an accuracy problem, a pocket awareness problem, in my opinion. And no matter how many videos you show of Tua throwing the ball to Tyreek, it always seems like the ball's behind Tyreek. That's just me. The Dolphins and the creeper offense of Mike McDaniel is pretty good. Kind of a disciple of the Bill Belichick era. I think the Patriots are in big trouble this year. I think Mac and Cheese struggles. I think that they're going to have to really hit it from all sides of the football and have a complete game. And Bill Belichick's a good enough coach to make that happen, but I just don't think it's enough. I think you're on the road. I think you're facing the Dolphins. You look at Chase Edmonds, really looking to be that guy for the Dolphins. You look at Waddle and Tua and Gesicki, how he fits into that offense, considering the fact they say that he doesn't fit into their scheme. He's going to get some catches. And the Dolphins defense is better than average. I'm not going to say good, not even great, nothing like that. But I think it's enough to make Mac Jones make mistakes. I look for the Dolphins to win their first game against the Patriots at home. Browns at Panthers. Yeah, buddy. Browns at Panthers. Deshaun, no, it's not going to be Deshaun because he's out for, I don't know, a bunch of games because he's a scumbag. Yep, there I said it. Jacoby Brissett. Yeah, you've heard of his name. He's really backed up a lot of the good quarterbacks in the National Football League. So, you know, whatever. And they're facing off against the Panthers. And who? Baker? Baker Mayfield? Am I reading that right? Baker Mayfield, the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers against the Cleveland Browns? Giggity, giggity. This is a good game. Looking for Baker Mayfield to get loose. He went on record and said, I'm going to bleep them up. He's ready. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's playing angry. He's pissed off. Love it. Jacoby Brissett, you know, he's a game manager. He's a good quarterback. He's not going to win you any games. If Baker Mayfield doesn't throw a bunch of interceptions, and Baker Mayfield dials it in, CMC, Laviska Shenault, DJ Moore, and company are going to have a good time against the Cleveland Browns. Myles Garrett thinks otherwise. So again, Baker's got to stay away from Myles Garrett because they're going to be gunning for him. Nick Chubb's got to have a big game, and Carolina's got to stop that run. But oh, wait, the Panthers have CMC. Christian McCaffrey looks healthy. And I say looks because you never know with Christian McCaffrey. But he's going to be catching and running and getting crazy. And Baker wants to win bad. Browns lose this game. Too much noise in Cleveland. Jacoby Brissett does not win this game. Baker wins this game. Hopefully this game is on TV because I really want to watch it. Colts at the Texans. And the hype machine in Texans land is really, really, really going strong. Matty Ice, the new Colts quarterback. Carson Wentz, now a Commander. Who's the quarterback for the Texans? Davis Mills. I like this kid. I really do. And I hope the best for the Texans for a lot of reasons. This is a team that's got Brandon Cooks, Mr. Consistency, Damian Pierce, who basically everybody's given him the rushing title. Plays off against the Colts. They pull a tough game in week number one. Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman, Alex Pierce, you know, Matty Ice. You look at this team, Colts are rolling in. Texans got some momentum. This is going to be a shootout type of game, in my opinion. I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair. And I think the Colts and Jonathan Taylor have the advantage. I think Matt Ryan has the advantage. He's been around in big games before. But the Texans are going to bring the noise. The Texans are going to be ready to go. It's going to be a lot closer than you think. But I think Colts take this game. Saints at the Falcons. Jameis Winston against Marcus Mariota. Yeah, you heard that right. Saints look pretty good defensively and offensively. And Jameis Winston, again, coming off of an injury, but I think that he is really in a good spot. I think Alvin Kamara's here, and though Michael Thomas, you know, not going to be with them week one, I think he's going to be in really good shape. And when you look at how this team is, they're ready to compete in this division that has the Rams and the 49ers. Again, they go into the Falcons, and Marcus Mariota winning out the job against Desmond Ridder, Cordell Patterson, Drake London. Falcons are going to have a tough year. I don't think they're going to be horrendous, but they're going to be below 500. I look for the Saints to win this one. I look for Alvin Kamara, as long as he doesn't get suspended, to be a big, big portion of the offense this year for that team. Advantage Saints. Ravens at the Jets. And again, this is a big game as well. Again, in the Meadowlands, Lamar Jackson versus Joe Flacco. It's a little storyline right there. Joe Flacco, ex-Raven. Joey Flax looking pretty good from what the Jets are saying. Is that hype? Joe Flacco is a game manager. He knows how to run an offense. Lamar Jackson, will he have J.K. Dobbins? I don't know. He might. He's playing for a contract. Is he going to be big in the offense? You betcha. Rashad Bateman, is he going to have a good year? I think so. Ravens defense has got to get to Joey Flacco. Can't play zone on Joey because Joey will pick you apart. Breece Hall, Michael Carter, great 1-2 combination. Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, Corey Davis. Pretty nice wide receiver set. Defensively, pretty solid. Robert Saleh certainly knows how to do defense, being an ex-defensive coordinator. I think it's going to be an interesting game. I think that Lamar Jackson puts this game on his shoulders and edges out against the Jets. And Joey Flacco just doesn't bring enough to the table. Ravens win. Jaguars at Commanders. Trevor Lawrence versus Carson Wentz. This is pretty much the last stand for Carson Wentz with the Washington Commander skins. Yeah. He doesn't get it here. He's basically going to be relegated to a backup quarterback, in my opinion. Trevor Lawrence can brush his hair one more time, take another selfie, and then put aside his looks to get into this game. Travis Etienne, ready to go. Laviska Shenault, no longer a Jaguar. This is a team that I think is going to struggle. I think people are going to find out about Trevor Lawrence this year that he's not that good of a quarterback. And Doug Peterson is hoping that's not the case. I'm looking for them to really rely heavily on a run game against a Commander Skins defense that is decimated with injuries. Carson Wentz, who's going to be in the backfield? It's going to be Brian Robinson. No, he got shot once, twice, three times. It's going to be Antonio Gibson. He's the starter right now, I think. Running game going to be choppy. Jaguars defense going to force Mr. Wentz to throw the ball. And will he be able to get it to Scary Terry? That's the question. I think the Jaguars win this game. Total team effort, low scoring affair. The Commander skins just fall short because Carson Wentz throws an errant interception when he shouldn't. Jaguars win. Packers at Vikings. Nice NFC interdivision matchup. Aaron Rodgers versus Kirk Cousins. Mister, you like that. Yeah, that's right. And I think when you look at the Packers, a lot of people writing off Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, he's not done yet. feels pretty good. It's got Sammy Watkins. It's got Alan Lazard. It's got Aaron Jones. It's got Robert Tonyan, A.J. Dillon, the rookie Watson. Their defense looks pretty stout. But the Vikings, I really think, look great this year. And I think really you have a new coach who's very offensive-minded. Dalvin Cook looks healthy. Kirk Cousins looks healthy. Justin Jefferson looking for number one status this year. Overtake the Devontae Adams role with Jamar Chase's of the world. Adam Thielen, healthy right now. Irv Smith, healthy right now. And it's at home. I look for the Vikings to, I don't know if you want to call it an upset, but I look for the Vikings to win this game. I really do. I think the Packers just don't have enough, and I think they're going to take a couple games to find their way. So we'll see. Vikings win. Giants at the Titans. Danny Dimes, last stand. Yes, that's right. Danny Dimes, last stand. Brian Daboll, ready to go. Saquon Barkley, ready to go. Kadarius Toney, ready to go. Sterling Shepard, ready to go. This is a team that needs to get some wins early. Could this be the year against the Titans? And Mike Vrabel's team that is missing A.J. Brown, but they got this guy, Treylon Burks, that they're saying is the replacement. King Henry looking good. Ryan Tannehill looking over his shoulder a little bit because there's this guy named Malik Willis that's trying to take his job. But we'll see what happens with that. I think it's going to be a really good game. I think that the running game from both of these guys is going to be heavy. I think that both of these quarterbacks have got to be accurate. They have to be on. And I look for the Giants to win this game. I think everybody's expecting the Titans to win this one. I think if Danny Dimes doesn't implode and throw interceptions and lose the game for him, I think the Giants win this game. Raiders at the Chargers. The Raiders have Derek Carr, Devontae Adams. They are ready to go. They got Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs. They've got some players. They're hyped. But they go up against the Chargers. Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. You know, this is going to be a great game, too. Game I hope it's on TV. Raiders have something to prove. Derek Carr has something to prove. And I look for the Raiders to try to ball out in this game. And I think right now you look at this team and defensively the Chargers are stacked. And I think it comes down to defense this year. And I think the Chargers defense will be a little bit too much for the Raiders at home. And I look for the Chargers to win this one. But we'll see. Chiefs at the Cardinals. Patty Mahomes versus Kyler Murray. A lot of talk in the offseason about Kyler Murray and his lack of practice because he's too busy playing Call of Duty. Call of Duty's a good game. But you got to do that football thing first. A lot of people looking at Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs as a team found on the road dead. Don't count out the Chiefs. Andy Reid is ready to go. Andy Reid knows what has to get done. Patrick Mahomes will make the most out of the receivers he has. Sky Moore, for a rookie, is going to have a good season. Juju Smith-Schuster is going to have a good game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to have a good game. And this defense is going to have to find a way to stymie Kyler Murray. But this is a team that's got James Conner, who's money around the goal line. They picked up some good players this year. And again, Marquise Brown, Hollywood, looking to have a big season in that combination. I think the Chiefs come into Cardinals land and give them their first loss of the season. Look for the Chiefs to win this one. Buccaneers at the Cowboys. Sunday night game. TB12 at the DAC. Tom Brady's 45 years old. A lot of shit going on in his life. That's what he tells us. Buccaneers look pretty good. Again, Chris Godwin coming off of an injury. But Tom Brady makes average players look good. Mike Evans is there. There's a lot of things that the Buccaneers have got to go through. And the Cowboys, they absolutely need to win this game. Is this the year that Tom Brady starts to falter? I don't know. You got Zeke Elliott and Tony Pollard in the backfield. The Bucs have got Leonard Fournette. I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair. If the Cowboys can get to Tom Brady and force him into situations, the Cowboys could win this game. Tom Brady knows primetime football. So we'll see what happens, but I'm going to say the Cowboys. Yeah, not a fan of them, but I think that they're going to win this game. And TB12 will start his descent down the retirement road of broadcasting. But never count out TB12. Never. Broncos at the Seahawks. Russell Wilson comes back to Seattle. It's going to be an interesting game as well. Russell Wilson, a lot of hype behind it. The Broncos, Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton. No Tim Patrick this year. Broncos defense looking pretty good. Seahawks have got Geno Smith. Geno. He's balling out. Pete Carroll said he's the guy. How long he'll be the guy, I don't know. Seahawks got their work cut out for them. They've got to stymie the pass and stymie the run. It's a 1-2 punch coming at them. So their defense has got to be stout. And does Geno Smith have enough to get past the Bronco hump? I don't think they do. I think Broncos win big. And that's just my thoughts for a Monday night game and a good one at that. Week one is going to be interesting. There's a lot of small storylines with all these teams. And I think that a lot of people will tell you that in order to win in the National Football League, you got to stick to the game plan. You got to be disciplined. You got to be ready to go. And the storylines are going to change. There are quarterbacks that are here that are going to learn this season that they are actually backup quarterbacks. And next season's college crop of quarterbacks looks promising. The running back pool looks promising. So it'll be an interesting season nonetheless. Who wins out week one? I don't know. That's why they play the game. That's all the time I have for now. Hope you like what you heard. If you didn't, go fuck yourself. That's all the time I got for now. Peace.